back to Matt Flynn, director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a very humorous thing just occurred. There is a congressman named Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, and he's one of the worst. Now, if I had to compile the worst, I would say Paul Gosar, Lorena Bobbert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, these kinds of, and their ilk, However, this guy is colder and sneakier than a lot of them. This is the guy that actually was part of the inner circle planning to overthrow the election of 2020. The one that was talking about the fake electors being shown to Pence, and Pence would just say, well, there's a dispute here. I'm going to convene today and put it into the Congress. The insurrectionists would have gone up there to put the icing on the cake. And then the Congress would have voted. And unlike normal congressional votes, if you vote on which slate of electors to take from states, and there would only be six states that they cared about, they didn't care about Alabama and they didn't care about New York. Those were given. But the six states were Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. And then each state got one vote for the whole delegation by majority of the party presence. Let me give you an example. Some states only have one congressman. Some only have two. And in most of those states, the single congressman is a Republican. So they get one vote out of 50. California has 55 congressmen. And they get one vote. So they would vote for the Democrat. Now, Wyoming is an unusual exception. It has one congressman, one vote, but it's Liz Cheney, fortunately. But, you know, there are others that are like that. And there are more states, a majority of the states, have a congressional delegation of the states that is predominantly Republican. So then Trump would have been put back in. And Perry was in this up to his eyeballs. So the other day, he's walking along. All these guys carry cell phones. They all talk into them or pretend to talk in them when they're trying to avoid a constituent. You remember that interview with Ron Johnson? It was a terrible interview. Where he's going along and the press are hounding him about the fake electors. You know, why did your aide try to get them to Pence? And how did your aide get the Michigan electors, fake ones, to give to Pence? You don't represent Michigan. Ron Johnson, you don't represent Michigan. And Johnson first said, well, it was my aide. He didn't let me know. He was acting contrary to my orders. Give me a break. Give me a break. But then as he's walking along, one reporter is badgering him, and he holds his phone to his ear and said, excuse me, I'm on the phone. And she said, I can see your screen. You're not on the phone. And then he took it away from his ear and stuck it in his pocket. I mean, Mike, come on. Come on, guy, a little class. That's class with a capital K. Class with a capital K. But in any event, this guy Perry's going along. He has his phone. Three young guys in suits surround him. They flip their badges and they say, we're FBI. And then they pull out a piece of paper. Here's a warrant for your phone. Hand it over. You know what's great about that is if he stuck it in his pocket and said no, they have an arrest power when they're executing a warrant. And they would have said, sir, you have to, and then they would have restrained him and taken it from him. And that would have been lawful. They had a warrant signed by a federal judge that said there's evidence of a crime, a felony committed, and evidence of it is on his phone. And a federal judge signed off on that. Now, you could say, why didn't they subpoena his phone instead of a warrant? A warrant is sudden. You get no advance notice, and it's executed by force if necessary. A subpoena is a document that's served on you. You have a process server, a sheriff, or somebody serve it on you. Or they can fax it to you as email it to you as a courtesy. And you have 30 days to turn over your phone. What do you think Scott Perry would have done with his phone? I've known of civil cases where that happened, and a witness gets up and he goes, oh, I was out in a rowboat and it fell over the side in a very, very deep part of a lake. You know, that's what happens with these kind of guys. I've had techies tell me that somehow his stuff is all in the cloud anyway, and it doesn't matter if they lose the physical connection. I'm not a techie. I don't know if that's true. And quite frankly, I wouldn't rely on that anyway, because juries and judges want to see something physical normally. They prefer to see something physical normally. But here's the other funny thing about this weird story. Really, really, it's unbelievable. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the she-wolf of QAnon, Marjorie Taylor Greene, got very upset about this, about FBI agents executing a search warrant for his phone by walking up to him and snatching it away from him. I mean, they didn't snatch it away from him. It's turn over your phone. He had to hand it to him. They showed him a warrant signed by a federal judge. But she knew his phone number. You know what she did? And she actually boasted about this, which is really pathetic. She said, I called the number. I wanted to talk to the manager, talk to the FBI. What? The guy in the warehouse holding the phone. And I want to ask him, why'd you take his phone? Well, listen, Marjorie, let me break in on a couple of things. The FBI takes a phone. If it gets a call, if the phone rings from anybody, they don't answer it. They just record the fact on the phone that that number tried to dial it. And if that has significance, fine. Well, in this particular case, its only significance is imbecility, is what it is. Call, hey, listen, I want to talk to the manager. Who? Who is this? Bruno? Bruno, why'd you take his phone? Whose phone? Scott Perry, who's he? He's a congressman. He stole his phone. There's a member of Congress. I mean, seriously, there's a member of Congress. You know the giants in our history who have been members of Congress? Can you see any of them? Believe it or not, Abraham Lincoln served in Congress. Most people don't know that. 1 2-year term in the late 1840s. He served, and he was one of the lone votes in the Congress against declaring war on Mexico in the Mexican-American War. He said, we have no fight with Mexico. Why should we go to war with Mexico? And because of that, there was such pro-war fervor, he couldn't get reelected. And he didn't run again until he ran for president in 1860, thank God. However, you look back at that, it was very, very similar to the Iraqi invasion. Everybody was out there ginning it up. Everybody was out there ginning it up. And it took a lot of courage to say, hey, why are we doing this? In any event, fast forward, that's who the kinds of people were we had in Congress. And this clown, Marjorie Taylor Greene, calls this seized evidence cell phone, wants to talk to the manager. Come on, guys. Is there anybody in Georgia who can vote for somebody normal? I mean, seriously, vote for somebody normal? This is so beyond the pale. Isn't there a conservative Republican in her district who can run against her? Isn't there somebody in Pennsylvania who can run against Scott Perry? On a break, lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.